This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
Internet prayer station.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. As we pray for revivals in America, another spiritual awakening. And it's a delight to have you joining me here on BPNRadio.com, as well as Facebook Live broadcasting from Austin, Texas, beautiful Austin, Texas, and 100 people a day are moving to Austin. This is Prophetic Tuesday, and I have one of my spiritual sons on today, one of my prophetic sons, who actually was the first spiritual son I ever had in America. His name is Lawrence Neeson, and I've got him on by telephone today. And he's going to join me here on BPNRadio.com. Good to have you listening. Remember the views and comments, any prophetic words or counsel, BPN Radio, the Breakout Prayer Network, is not responsible for. But we're delighted to have you as a part today. And there's a lot of you that have turned in your name, your city, and your state. And we're going to be giving prophetic words today. I'm doing okay, so I'm going to take off my headphones, and our program today is being produced by Ian Kieber, and this is our first time to be able to broadcast in a different network, the opportunity here to be broadcasting live on Facebook, and I'm probably going to have to put my headphones back on so that I can hear my my special guest today. Lawrence, are you with me today?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on with you today.
Well, it's an honor to have you here on Prophetic Tuesday, and we have worked together many times. And for those of you that do not know Lawrence Neeson, he's been on BPNRadio.com on several occasions. Lawrence is the lead pastor, Destiny Christian Center, in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And what a joy it is. Lawrence, tell the people how you and I met, how we got acquainted.
Well, I was just after I became a Christian a few years back now, I was attending a church that was a Baptist church in Stillwater called Hillcrest Baptist Church, and Dr. James Burkett had invited this guy to come in and shake up the Baptists with the prophetic revelation from the Lord, and there was a lot of shaking going on. It was an amazing experience as I watched you start to flow in the prophetic, and then you called me out of that congregation, laid your hand on my mullet, and began to prophesy words that would come to pass over the course of the next few years, and amazing, the whole journey then kind of unlocked when I moved to Oklahoma City and began pastoring the church that you had formerly pastored, and I did not realize that when we first went in there to get involved with our Christian school. Yeah. So, amazing journey.
Okay, we have had amazing journey, and what a privilege it has been to minister at the church you lead for many years, many times, and to have had a part of your ministry there and your life there. And so excited to have you on BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live here. Tried to connect you here on Facebook Live, but we have a new program that we are putting in place today, and wasn't able to get it done. But I want you to join me today. I'm going to give some prophetic words on BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live. We encourage everybody to like and share. I'll share some prophetic words that the Holy Spirit has given me, and then I'll ask you to pray for these individuals. And if you have any connecting words or any addendums, anything you would like to share, that would be great. I want to remind everybody that that is listening or watching today, that I operate on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. And I've been operating the prophetic as a prophetic voice in America since 1985. And I just know the value of all the testimonies I received, how God has just changed people through the prophetic. And remember, if I give you a prophetic word today, it could be a now word, something God is doing now. It could be a future word, something that could happen in a year, 5 years, 10 years. It could be a confirming word, something you've already know in your spirit, or it could be a new word. And the Lord spoke to the prophet and said, "New things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I'll tell you of them." So sometimes when you get a prophetic word, it's the very first time that you have ever heard that word. So that means that you cannot receive a word with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God, but you must receive it with your spirit. And if you bear witness to it, then you know that a prophetic word can create some amazing opportunities and can create some strong possibilities of things about your future. I call it the fourth dimension, that we enter in the fourth dimension, which is a dimension of dreams and visions. And most everything that Gene and I have been doing these past almost 51 years have been as a result of receiving a prophetic word, either hearing the voice of the Lord speak to us during our prayer times or someone giving a prophetic word. And remember that any word that you give, that you receive, is not of any private interpretation. Being able to share those words with your pastor or church leader or someone that you're accountable to is very, very important. And we certainly welcome and encourage that. So, and remember that when you receive a word, it's only in part. No one prophecy tells the whole thing. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that we know in part and we prophesy in part. Lawrence, you want to add anything to my instructions?
I think what you're saying is exactly right, and we hear with our natural ears natural things, and it's wise in even the natural realm to seek additional counsel for those things. So when we start stepping into the next dimension and really discerning words from God, words from heaven, He's awakening in our hearts to pursue and explore counsel and accountability in that, is only wise on all of our parts.
Well, I certainly concur. I certainly agree. That's good. That's wisdom and good counsel. Okay, we're going to pray today. Father, we just, Lawrence and I, come into your presence in agreement. Today, your will, plan, and purpose be done here on Prophetic Tuesday, here on BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live. We pray whatever you desire, Holy Spirit, to do, that you would just come and minister to us in a very, very special way. Okay, the first word I have today, and I appreciate those of you that have sent in your name, city, and state requesting a prophetic word. Won't get to everybody today. There's no way. We've received so many requests, but we'll share what we can, and then we'll continue on next week. Of course, Allison Kieber is on every Thursday, Prophetic Thursday, and she will also have some prophetic words to give you. Okay, I have a word today for David D., and David is from Stockton, California. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, David, that it's time to hear the Holy Spirit, because He is speaking to you today, talking to you about some very, very important things. He's wanting you to meditate on His goodness and where He has brought you from. And it's time to contemplate on where you are going. You're going right into the eye of the storm to do what? To rescue the perishing. You are stronger than you think you are. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a man of war. There are many perishing because they've lost their faith. They're angry at God. They're disappointed with God. They've fallen into an aura of deception, and they need your help. So a new anointing, David, is coming on your life as you spend time in that secret place, preparing you to be that spiritual warrior and to rescue those who are so desperately in need of your help. So, Lawrence, you can just speak a blessing upon David. Give any addendums that you might have.
Yeah, as soon as you mentioned David's name, I just heard the Holy Spirit say strength, and then you started saying you're stronger than you think you are, and I just declare there is an awakening of strength for the journey, that you will have enough strength to fulfill all that God's called you to fulfill as you walk into turbulent scenarios and situations, bring a peace and a calm right in the center of the storm. You carry that peace and you carry that calm just as Jesus did, carrying it into the storm. He did not let the storm get in him, but he got in the storm and he then calmed the storm. And so I just declare that you will have the grace and the strength and the revelation to carry peace into the midst of the storm and rescue those who are in distress in the midst of that situation and those situations. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's a great word there. That's a great word, Lawrence. So we bless you. We bless you in Jesus' name, David. And have a word for Kim O.C. from Kainsbach, Germany. Thank you for joining us from Kainsbach, Germany. The Holy Spirit, I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's birthing Germany in your heart, setting up divine appointments and divine connections. And even though you may be longing to return to America, you got to know that you are on assignment from him, Kim. He's going to give you, I see him giving you divine connections with other young women who feel lost, lonely. You're going to become a mother figure for several or many of these young ladies. And God's going to give you special access into their hearts and into their lives that will result in a revival stirring among those that you minister to. So don't be hesitant to start, and don't despise the day of small beginnings.
Yes.
Lawrence, you want to bless Kim?
Yes, Lord, thank you for your strength in Kim's life. I thank you that you are awakening things within her to transform the world around her. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, Father, that those gifts that you have purposed within her, that some she's cooperating with and understands and are aware of, others she's going to come to a greater awareness of and begin to cooperate on an entirely different level. Again, I just proclaim over you, Kim, God is awakening things within you that will transform the world around you. I just agree with what Dale said. Germany will never be the same as the result of your gift. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. We bless you in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Okay. I have a word for Brandy. Brandy M. from Rainier, Washington. And, Lawrence, I know you've done a lot of ministry there in Washington. I'm not sure where Rainier is, but I've heard of it. Brandy, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must speak to that mountain that would try to prohibit you from fulfilling those assignments that have been given to you. Keep your eyes on the goal that he has given you and learn to encourage yourself. So many times you have depended on those other people to encourage you or to affirm you. And I know that affirmation is so very, very important, but sometimes we cannot just live on others' affirmation or encouragement. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you've come to a place in your life where you must encourage yourself and not rely upon the approval or affirmation of other people that you have learned to lean on. I believe that God is bringing you into a new dimension. You're going to begin to operate in a new realm of authority and a new realm of great confidence. The Bible says, "And the fear of the Lord is great confidence." So I declare in Jesus' name over you, Brandy, that God is at work. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, "Don't allow your self-worth to be determined by other people." Lawrence?
Yeah, there's a cry of your heart, Brandy, that is in the midst of a facing that mountain that Dale's talking about, that in so many instances we find ourselves crying out to God and praying for breakthrough on a level that is so far less than what God has in store. And we see Abraham praying and asking God, please, God, just give me a son. And all of a sudden, God starts talking to him, not about a son, but about how nations and kings are going to come from him. And his prayer was just to have a baby. And God's answer was to take him into a dimension well beyond what his faith even understood in that moment in time. His faith gave him access and entrance. But then 42 generations, Jesus steps out of the womb and he says, I am the seed of Abraham. God enlarged Abraham's request and prayer to impact generations to come. And I just agree that the mountain will not hold your faith hostage, but you will be awakened to a deeper revelation of what God has in store as he's enlarging your path. And sometimes the silence of the people around us that we feel like we need approval from actually causes us to press in to really hear the strength of the voice of God. And I just sense that of this season of your life, that you will begin to cut off those sense of need and dependency on other voices. As you begin to hear the voice of God, he's going to enlarge you beyond even what your prayer requests have been, in Jesus' name.
Okay. Very good, very good. We bless you, Brandy, in Jesus' name. I have a word for Joanna A. And Joanna from Downey, California. And here's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Joanna. And when I get these words on Monday night, then I write them down. And I spend time, I get up early on Tuesday mornings, and I just begin to write. And I just ask the Holy Spirit, as I see your name, I just ask the Holy Spirit to begin to give me a word for you. It may be something that maybe you've been praying about, or it may not even be anything that has come to your mind. But if you'll just write it down, receive it by faith, and consider it and pray over it, I just believe the Holy Spirit will enlarge and expand it. Joanna, as I was writing, I heard the Holy Spirit say that he's given you special grace for this season of your life. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. Trust him to walk you through. Keep holding on to him, because he is declaring that all is well. And it appears that every time you seemingly have a space of victory, then that space is replaced by another trial, challenge, difficulty. But know that the Holy Spirit is declaring all is well. And there is coming a great time of joy in your life, because you're going to see cold hearts, people that have been cold and indifferent toward you. They're suddenly going to turn warm. It's going to be a great day of celebration. So I just want to encourage you, Joanna, in Downey, California, to keep looking up, for God is with you. Lawrence?
Yes, indeed. And the word I just sensed as I was praying, God takes the time that you step back or that you stumble, and he turns it into a dance that will inspire the lives of other people. So times in times past when you have stepped back or when you've stumbled, those have just been steps that God is coordinating to become a dance that will inspire others to realize that God is constantly working with all of us, even when we step back and even when we stumble. And may the Lord grant you wisdom to walk that out.
That's great. That's a great word, Lawrence. I know some of you are leaving your comments on our Facebook Live, and I encourage you to. I'm going to take maybe two or three names from those that are leaving comments, and share a word with some of you as well. If you'll leave your name, city, and state. Of course, I only read your first name and your city and your state. And give us a comment if you're watching on Facebook Live. And if you are listening by bpnradio.com, I'm going to give you an opportunity to call us, and possibly I can share some prophetic words with those who may be calling in today as well, here on Prophetic Tuesday on bpnradio.com, Facebook Live. It's good to have my spiritual son, Lawrence Neeson, actually my first spiritual son,
with me today. It's a tremendous honor. We've prophesied many times together, but this is the first time on Prophetic Tuesday. So it's a delight and an honor to have him. Lead pastor at Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City. How can people contact you, Lawrence? Give them your website and contact information.
Yeah, the church website is destinychristian.com, and my author's website is pastordude.com. So you can find information at either one of those places, destinychristian.com or pastordude.com.
So you're a dude?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Pastor Dude. Yeah, I already knew that. Here's a word for Merck and Mary W. from Sturgeon, Missouri. And as I was writing today, Merck and Mary, I heard the Holy Spirit say that He is moving the two of you to a new level of faith and determination, knowing that the short-term sacrifices that you are making will bring about long-term results, eternal results. And sometimes it may appear that you're not making much progress. It's like you've done much, but little has come out of it. But you got to realize that God is the one that brings about the results. And so I declare that God is at work in you. The short-term sacrifices will bring about eternal results. Lawrence?
Yes, yes, yes. I just sense the Lord reiterating the word of cooperation, where Jesus said in John 5, I can only do what I see my Father doing. And I sense a very strong sense of cooperative effort on your part with the hand of God, that as He moves, you move. As He speaks, you hear. And I believe that you've been faithful not to run beyond what God would reveal in the vain pursuit of glamorous success. And I believe the Lord is going to honor that and reward that. And I see a field that has been planted absolutely full with seeds that have not yet started to grow. And I believe much of the harvest of your lives you will never see with your eyes because of the depth of generational impact that God is giving you. I believe you'll see a great harvest with your eyes in your life. But I just believe the majority of what God has used you to plant will be an expression of legacy in generations to come. And I just sense of the Lord, well done, good and faithful servant, in Jesus' name.
I agree. I have a word for Mary Beth from Oklahoma City, your city, Lawrence. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you, Mary Beth, that your gift of administration and planning is going to bring about a divine connection for you in the near future, connecting you with different people groups and different nations as well. Lawrence?
Yeah, the Scripture says in Romans 8, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons and daughters of God. And I believe, Mary Beth, you are a person who follows the lead of the promptings of the Holy Spirit. You sense things that are His guidance and His direction. Sometimes people have questioned some of those decisions that you have made because it perhaps didn't look like a great decision that would benefit you. But you've been sacrificial in the way you've made those determinations and decisions, and I believe God is going to enlarge your path as a result of your faithfulness in walking that out.
Oh, it's very good. We bless you, Mary Beth, and over Jennifer and David W. from Brandenburg, Kentucky. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're not far from the kingdom, the place where dreams really do come true. You need to sell in your heart your company for the next season of your life. And I just sense by the Holy Ghost that there's been inordinate mixtures in your life. I'm talking about people that have not profited you and have not been for you. They have been quite complacent in what the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you about. So you must know who you need to make the journey with you for the next season of your life and ministry. And know that God is calling. He's calling for a balance in your life and not inordinate mixtures. You need to have people in your life that make you laugh, because sometimes you can be serious, and sometimes, and you need to make others that just speak directly into your life with no compromise. So I just declare the right company and the right team is bringing the both of you, because I know you have just, I just sense the Holy Ghost is saying that you guys have great hunger and great compassion to do the will of God. It's not quite clear, but you just have this great compassion to do the will of God. I believe that God sees your heart, and I believe that He wants to bring you into a true championship season of your life. Lawrence?
Yes, yes. And I, as soon as you declared their names, I just heard the Holy Spirit say enrichment. So I'm just agreeing that the right connections and the right relationships will produce the right enrichment to release the kingdom of God as a result of your surrendered, available life. So many times it's just one connection that takes us into the next dimension.
Yeah.
It's the introduction to somebody that a friend knows that leads to a marriage. In so many instances, it's just one connection that can take us to the next dimension. So I'm just agreeing for that word of enrichment over you, that you will be enriched in every way by God. 2 Corinthians 9, you'll be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion as you fulfill all God's called you to place your hand to.
That's a great word, Lawrence. That is a great word. So we bless you there, Jennifer and David in Brandenburg, Kentucky. Have a word for Dee and Craig O. Dee and Craig from Spring, Texas. That's near Houston. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that two is better than one if you walk together in agreement and unity. Satan would attempt to divide the two of you over petty matters that really don't matter, but it's going to delay His will, plan, and purpose for your lives. So this year, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that you are going to discover a deep affection, a new affection for each other and for Him as well. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying you're not far from the kingdom He's designed for you. It's time to really get together, agree together, and go forward. Lawrence?
Yes. The fear of the Lord is a strong confidence. And I just sense that word of confidence over you, and I agree that when the two of you come together in agreement, it releases incredible confidence as a result of a surrendered posture before God that releases something supernatural in your mindset. It releases something supernatural in your emotions. It releases something supernatural in your spirit. You grow stronger, bigger, more full of anticipation and hope, which is faith is the substance of those things hoped for. And so I sense that word of confidence, and I release that over you today.
Okay. We bless you there, Dee and Craig from Spring, Texas. In just a moment, I'm going to have Ian, our producer, to come give you a shout-out, and maybe some people that he would like to give a shout-out to that may be watching on Facebook Live here on bpnradio.com. And we appreciate Ian Kieber and all that he's doing. And we'll just go to a little pause here while Ian comes, gives you some information, and maybe welcome some people that are joining us here today on Facebook Live. Ian?
All right. Thanks, Pastor Dale. Appreciate you. And Lawrence, great words you guys are delivering today. What a special treat it is. And we're getting some great feedback on Facebook Live, by the way, for the new background. People are enjoying seeing us here in Austin, Texas, out on Lady Bird Lake today, which is what our background is. We're not really there. So great to see you all. Wanted to acknowledge all of you. Thank you so much for joining us on Facebook Live and on BPN Radio. And just want to encourage you, if this is adding value to you in your life, please like and share. And share this program with your friends, right? There's a great opportunity for many people that need to hear words from God. And I love seeing the feedback on Facebook Live directly. That's one of the benefits of doing Facebook Live, because it allows us to hear from people. And I love that someone said, like Teresa McCartney said, she was getting words through other people today. And I hope that all of you out there are listening, that maybe you're not hearing your name, yet you are getting delivered a word from God that's attached to somebody else's name. And so it wonderful things can happen when you start to listen, to receive, and just be present with the program and what's happening here today. And so I want to acknowledge you. Thank you, Teresa, for mentioning that out there. A quick correction. David D. is in Modesto instead of Stockton. So sorry about that, David. We want to make sure we're correcting that for you. And let's see. We've got some people that are praying for health ailments right now. We've got Jana W., who's asking for prayer for her granddaughter, who's got the flu and an autoimmune disease. So I'm sure that can be an extra scary thing as she's fighting off this flu bug. And we want to pray for her, as well as Connie W., who's struggling with diabetes right now. And so, Lord, let's just pray together community-wise. Thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity for us to gather together wherever we are, Lord, in our cars, at our places of work, at our homes, wherever we're at across this great globe of yours, Lord, that we can gather together, that we can speak in prayer, that we can thank you for your love, for your guidance, that we can just we can be together in prayer for those that are out there that are seeking your help and your love, Lord. Let's just lift them up, God, that Connie finds the strength of the Lord in her fight with her diabetes, that Jana W.'s granddaughter, that we see some miraculous healing, God, that you just overcome the hospital that she's at, Lord, and that you just provide miracles of healing over her daughter and those others that are out there that are fighting this. I know the flu's been terrible this year around the country, God, and we just want to lift all those up there that are battling through it to stay strong, to continue to pray, to stay in the Spirit, Lord, and to bring that holy healing Spirit inside of all of us, Lord. We thank you for all you're doing. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Real quick, I want to also mention a couple of resources for those of you who want to revisit the prophetic sessions that are done here on BPN Radio. You can do so by heading over to letspraymerica.com. Or is it Breakout Radio Church? I'm sorry, breakoutradiochurch.com. And you'll find past recordings of prophetic sessions. So perhaps your name has been called and you haven't quite had a chance to listen to it. Maybe you missed that day. You can go back and listen to the previous recordings. Again, that's at breakoutradiochurch.com. Also at breakoutradiochurch.com or BPN Radio, there is a donate button there that allows you to contribute to this ministry via PayPal with a debit or a credit card. And obviously our ministry here is fully funded and supported by our loyal listeners, our viewers, and our church members just like you out there. And so we really appreciate your donations that allow us to continue pouring God's word across the airwaves, across Facebook Live, and around the globe. And just again, shining God's light where it needs to be shined into the darkness that's out there, that each of you are a part of, that are our listeners. And we thank you for your contributions. And so if you prefer to send a check, you can do so by making that check out to Breakout Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 91985. That's Austin, Texas, 78709. And so, again, just want to thank you all. Just want to make sure you're aware of some of the resources that are out there. You know, Pastor Dale's published a few books. He's got some amazing recordings on the prophetic at letspraymerica.com. You can go to the resources there. He's made all of those available for free. So if you seek, you shall find. Letspraymerica.com. Head on out there, knock on that door. It's going to be opened, and you're going to find some great materials. And I just, again, want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of Breakout BPN Radio and Breakout Ministries. So I'll turn it back over to you guys. Thanks, Dale.
Okay. Okay, thank you so very, very much, Ian. Appreciate you producing the program today and all of your help. We're very, very thankful and very, very grateful. It's good to have you listening to BPNradio.com. You just joined us. One of my spiritual sons, Lawrence Neeson, who has worked with me in the prophetic for a long, long time, is joining me here today on BPNradio.com. And those of you that, of course, are watching by Facebook Live, if you're listening by BPNradio.com, this program will be replayed this afternoon at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and this evening at 10 o'clock. And, of course, that is Central Time, Texas Time, the great nation of Texas Time. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, this program is going to be replayed throughout the day. So, thank you for joining us here on Prophetic Tuesday. And our desire, of course, is just to speak into the lives of people, sharing what God is saying to us across America and around the world. I'm thankful that God has placed the world in our hearts. I have a word for Amanda H. from Bastrop, Texas. That's not far from Austin, Bastrop. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Amanda, that it's time to cross over to the other side. No more halting between two opinions. Right voices will help you make right and major decisions in your life that's going to bring promotion. Quit searching for the approval of others. I think somebody else got a similar word. You are a key player in your city. That's very, very important. You are a key player in your city. I gave that word to Lawrence Neeson a long time ago. That's come to pass. And, Lawrence, I know that you've played a major role in your city, in Oklahoma City. God has given you audiences and relationships with people in high places. And so I believe that Amanda could use your words of encouragement to be a key player in her city. So you can share that.
Amen. Just agreeing, as soon as Dale said the word Amanda, I just saw the
sense of hospitality. And
there's so much of a need in the world in which we live just for basic kindness. And I think so many times as Christians, we lose sight of the power of basic kindness, and I believe that you will carry a kindness that will grant you entrance, even as what Dale is referencing, some of the entrance that I have gained in our community, in our city, with various city leaders. It really was all born out of just a relational kindness, just taking the time and having entrance to have a conversation, to know how I could serve them, how we as a church could make a difference in the community in a way that would help them with their agenda in moving the city forward. And it was amazing how many doorways that just began to open, just real basic things like just designing different things with our design team or our video team working to promote the local food bank. And that has opened an entire vein of business expression out of our church now. We have a full-time person that is going in every direction, working with a number of various ministries in the community. And so I just see that a real basic element of kindness and hospitality, you have a gift to take something that is handed to you and cause it to flourish and look and be amazing as a result of your placing your hands on it. So as you do that as an expression of kindness to your world and to those around you in your community, I see major doorways opening for you to have entrance. And further invitations will come out of your faithfulness with those things that God places in your hand.
Yeah, that's very good, Lawrence. You know, there's so many people that are calling in, that are visiting with us, that are just seeking direction, longing for their place, longing to make their lives count for God. And so many people are seeking direction. What do I do? And how do I fulfill the plan of God? How do I find God's will for my life? Maybe you could just share a few, some insights that you would say to people that may not even have their name called today, but they're just seeking guidance and direction, and they just have this passion to do the will of God, but many of them, they just don't know what to do, and they're just longing for just a word concerning that. Could you give us some insight?
Yeah, I do think it is just so important that we understand it is overwhelming to think about the world and the overall needs in the world. I was recently at a dream center speaking to a group of people that have come out of jail, off the street, all kinds of things, and they were singing the song, "I'm Going to Change the World," and they were singing it so passionately. There's probably 100 people right there in that particular event, just chanting and shouting and singing to the song. And I got up and just challenged them to think about the application of the song that they were singing. Because so many times we even sing these grand expressions, but we don't really bring any personal application. And I shared with them something that I think has really helped me. And I just said, don't think of your world as a world in global form. Think of your world as your world in circle form. Circle meaning a 5-foot circle around you, as opposed to a 24,000-mile globe that it's overwhelming to think about trying to change the world, but you can change your 5-foot circle, and that's the best way to discover God's will, is to put kindness and love into action and into motion as you're trying to just discern and listen to what God is saying to do. You know, if you've ever just sat in a car that's not moving and tried to turn the steering wheel to give it some direction, it's very hard to turn that wheel unless it's actually in motion. And if it is in motion, it's very easy to turn the wheel. And many times we're asking God, give us direction, set us in a certain direction, but we have no motion to move in the right direction, and it's just very difficult to discover what God's desiring to say when you're just sitting still waiting. And so, you know, Peter stepped out and chopped off a guy's ear, and you think, my goodness, look at this guy, you know, he's just such an idiot. But Jesus never said anything like that. Jesus just picked up the guy's ear, healed him, and was on his way. And I think God loves, values, and appreciates our zeal and our energy and our enthusiasm just to start making a difference in some direction and asking God for wisdom as you walk that out. Scripture says in Romans 2:14 that the Gentiles who did not have the law did instinctively the things that were revealed in the law that the Jews had studied. And there's something in every one of us that's awakened. It's like a software that comes alive when we come to know Christ. And putting that into motion, setting that into action, helps us then start to sense what those promptings are every step of the way. The steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord, and then we walk that out. I know we've all gotten our order after giving an order, and then it comes wrong, and we send it back, want Him to get it right. And I think many times that's the way it is with the Lord. He's given us an order, and then we kind of have to work out how to get that exactly right to fulfill the plan of God. But God wants His will in our life more than we want His will in our lives.
Yeah.
And we have to come back to that confidence and know He does not want us to miss it more than we don't want to miss it.
That's true. And I've said many times, all of that is good. I've said many times it's very difficult when we're honestly seeking God to miss His will.
Yes.
So that's great, Lawrence. I have a word for Christina. Elaine L. from Juneau, Alaska. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Christina, that you're moving into a new dimension of peace and tranquility that you have not experienced in a long, long time. You're readily dismissing imposed expectations that you have been living with and dealing with for a long time. Trying to measure up and impress someone that you will discover is not worth impressing or measuring up to. So the time is now to determine that you will not live under those type of high expectations, but you'll give yourself a break. Take a rest, take a break. There is a new measure of peace and tranquility that you are about to experience that will take you to a new level of revelation, helping you determine your pace, your place, and your rhythm. Lawrence?
Yes, and I don't have a elaborate word to articulate as much as I have a vision of a picture that I have seen over and over. You've probably seen it as well. And it's this small cat, like a kitten, looking in a mirror, seeing a huge lion with a mane. And I just see God transforming your image of yourself, that you begin to see you the way He sees you, and it will change everything about the way you live.
Amen and amen. Well, we bless you, Christina. And I have a word for Sergio. Sergio S. from Florida. I'm not sure exactly what city, but I just see you, Sergio, as an incredible evangelist. I see that great passion for souls consuming you, for those who are lost. I see you leading citywide soul-winning crusades, renewing passion for the lost in many other people. Lawrence? Sergio?
I see just a strong ability to articulate and communicate with precision, that you would take the Word of God in your hand and in your mouth, and you would use that Word precisely and powerfully to proclaim God's kingdom and to enlarge the work of God within the hearts of those that will hear the sound of your voice. Supernaturally, there is a gift of impartation, Scripture speaks of people being filled with the Holy Spirit under the sound of a voice. That's the kind of voice God has given you. It is a sound of heaven that awakens the earth that we make when we engage in an attitude of faith, making the declaration that God has placed within our mouth.
Okay, Sergio, that's good. Sergio, we bless you. We bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I have a word for Brent and Vicki M. from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Brent and Vicki from Tulsa, I see the two of you making preparations to travel as new people groups discover your ministry gifts. I see you traveling to different nations of the world to bring comfort and connection to other people groups. And the Holy Spirit is encouraging you not to be afraid of transitions. And that transition into a new season, allowing the Holy Spirit to bring you both into a radical transformation, introducing you to a whole new world. And I know, Lawrence, you've experienced that because God has started you out in Oklahoma, but, I mean, you're just, the nations have opened up to you, particularly the United Kingdom. So I believe you could pray a prayer of faith over this couple in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Brent and Vicki.
Yes. Brent and Vicki, as soon as we started praying there, I just saw a tornado stirring up, and kind of I'm very familiar living in Oklahoma City with the way tornadoes work, but the momentum of winds starting to come together, and I just remind you that the Holy Spirit is voiced and expressed in many instances as a mighty rushing wind, and I just see winds of the Spirit coming from a circular expression from every direction to spin up a tornadic declaration that God is going to use you mightily to go right in, to storm the gates of hell, right into situations and circumstances as a ministry expression that would lead a trail of carnage that would be the kingdom of darkness would call it carnage, but the kingdom of light we call it saved souls. And so I'm just agreeing you will leave a trail of saved souls as you follow the prompting, the guidance, and direction of the Lord in your ministry. We bless you today in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, we do. And I know I hear the Holy Spirit saying an addendum there. Your obedience is not only going to open the door for your ministry, but it's going to open the door for many others that will come after you. Ann, I have a word for you. Ann G. from Sealy, Texas. Here's what I was writing this morning. I was hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Ann. I heard the Holy Spirit saying it's time to pause and consider a new season of your life, not leaving your present assignment, but taking on an additional role that is going to bring you great fulfillment and the pleasure of a new accomplishment, something that will bear your name and give you absolute ownership, releasing a new dimension of you and carrying you into a new dimension of fulfillment in your own life. You have served faithfully in other people's fields. God is giving you sole ownership, not shared ownership, but sole ownership of a new field. So don't be afraid to release some present responsibilities. It's time to rewrite your job description, and it's time to rewrite your new vision. Don't hesitate, because some things... don't hesitate making this transition, because some things are not forever. So, Lawrence, you want to pray over Ann?
There's a spirit of tenacity that is upon you. There is a, some people would say bulldog tenacity, but it's more than that. It's Holy Ghost tenacity that is upon you. And as you have been faithful with little things for long periods of time, I see a great breakthrough into new dimensions of influence that do become more of your field that you own. Sometimes we do little things for a long time before something big happens, and that really is a declaration of faithfulness. And so I just agree that you will continue with great tenacity and do little things for a long time, and I believe long time scenarios in your life are things that have been taking place as you enter in now to a place where something big is happening in Jesus' name. I've heard people say it takes about 20 years to be an overnight success. So I'm just declaring over you, 20 years of faithfulness comes to a conclusion of those two decades into a place of acceleration as you break into a greater place of influence, and we bless you now in Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah, we bless you. We bless you, man, for your faithfulness. I have a word for Will in just a moment. I'm going to take a couple of names that people have put on Facebook, and I'm going to give you a word. Right now, I want to give a word for Will J. He's from Davenport, Oklahoma. You know where Davenport is, Lawrence?
Yes.
Davenport, Oklahoma. Will, I see you ministering to other men, helping build strong character in their lives, mentoring them on how to be a good husband and a good father. I see you taking younger men under your wing, teaching them good work ethics and how to take responsibility. In days to come, you will not only have biological sons, but you're going to have many spiritual sons as well. Lawrence?
Yes. Yes, I set my faith in agreement. In Jesus' name, that strong spirit of mentoring would rest upon you as you fulfill what God's called you to fulfill.
Yeah.
And you would have a discerning heart to watch as a Paul to discover those Timothys. There was a moment in time when Dale and I had met, we knew each other with a fairly limited relationship, and God just put it in my heart that he was to be a father in my life, and I called and asked if we could go have a meal, and we sat at a restaurant at Nino's restaurant on Interstate 240 in Oklahoma City. I'll never forget the booth and the place where we sat there, and I said, this is what I've been praying and asking God, and I felt like the Lord was telling me that you're a spiritual father. I didn't even know what that was, but Dale then turned and said that morning God had spoken to him that he was going to give him three prophetic sons in this next season of his life, and that was the day I had called and asked to meet. And so I'm just believing with you for those types of conversations that become confirmations that God is raising up those that you will impact, and there'll be a great iron sharpening iron and mutual encouragement of your faith as a result.
Well, I set myself in agreement with you, Lawrence, concerning Will, and well, what a blessing! I want to say what a blessing you've been to my life over these many years. And one of the things that I remember is that you had a word from God that I was supposed to be in your life, and you pursued that. I believe sometimes we can reluctantly approach someone concerning a place that we feel that they have in our lives. That may not always there may not always be the appropriate response that we long for, but I believe that we need not shy away from someone that we feel like that is supposed to be in our life, to speak into our life. And I'm so glad that you pursued that and approached me, and I'm so glad that I responded, because I know that you've already done more than I've ever done in ministry. You've just accomplished so much. I'm so very proud of you, Lawrence. My very first spiritual prophetic son in this nation. I just bless you, and I know that you have many, 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 many years. I know that long after I'm gone, I'll still be speaking, because I know that you'll still be a voice that will be speaking for me in a long time in the future. I just have so many names. I just want to pick somebody out that I can that is called in. I'll just give Tammy and Terry a word from Roswell, New Mexico. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that He is reassembling things in your life. And it seems like, well, there's just a great puzzle. We don't know how it's all going to work out, but God is bringing things into a divine order in your life. And I have this word over Heather from Springtown, Texas. There is a gigantic pursuit of His presence, and the gigantic pursuit of His presence is going to bring about great results. And so as you pursue God, as you move forward, I just declare that God is working in an incredible way in your life. And thank you for leaving some of your name, city, and state on Facebook. And I have a word for Crystal We've got about maybe 10 more minutes left here. I have a word for Crystal S. from Mulkeytown, Illinois, wherever Mulkeytown is. I just feel the Holy Spirit saying over you, Crystal, to stay the course. Don't move out of the place where you know you belong. Don't allow hardships or adversities to cause you to turn to a lesser assignment. Stand tall. You're a gifted speaker. You're a businesswoman. And there's promotions coming your way. So wait for him to help you. Don't move out. Stand tall. Be strong, because the results that you are believing for will come. Not maybe in the time that you anticipated, but he's making everything beautiful in his time. So I bless you there. Have a word, a prayer for Crystal, Lawrence?
Just agree for a reinforced disposition before the Lord, a reinforced strength, a reinforced emotional fortitude that would rest over you to walk out whatever the enemy may try to bring your way. In Jesus' name, we bless you in agreement now. And I see on the Facebook Live page, Doug Powers has asked to have prayer for his wife who fell. We're just agreeing over her right now in Jesus' name, declaring healing. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we can ask or imagine. So we are believing for a supernatural touch from God in the name of Jesus in that situation. Wisdom to know how to speak directly to that. That's what I just sense, is God is granting wisdom to know how to speak directly to that need in the name of Jesus, calling it into complete alignment with what God desires to accomplish in that situation. In Jesus' name, we bless you, Doug.
Oh, that's great. I set myself in agreement. I see some other names. why don't you give a word for Jeremy and Linda K. from Forest Grove, Oregon. Jeremy and Linda from Forest Grove, Oregon. I see their name on Facebook Live. Why don't you just share a word for them?
Jeremy and Linda, we bless you today. We agree for God's will to be done in your lives. I sense a strong appetite and a deep hunger that God has placed within you. And I just call to that deep calling to deep. Let there just be an awakening of that hunger and that appetite, even deeper than what you have known before. I see that there have been years of thirsting for God that exists within you. Not everybody has the kind of legacy of years that you have been entrusted and that you have been able to possess. And I just agree that the Lord would use you mightily to awaken an appetite for the things of the Spirit in the lives of those around you. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they will be filled. And I see you carrying a ministry that awakens hunger and awakens a thirst for the things of the Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Just out of friendship conversations, out of friendship relationship, people who know you suddenly begin to hunger for what they see when they look into your eyes and they sense something deep in your soul that's born from an eternal perspective that this world simply does not have to offer. All of a sudden, they are hungry for what they see in Jesus' name.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I set myself in agreement with you, and bless Jeremy and Linda in Jesus' name. It might have been Luda. Whichever it was, I bless you in Jesus' name. One more. I'm seeing one more here. Bridget J. from Atlanta, Georgia. Why don't you just bless Bridget from Atlanta?
Bridget, in Jesus' name, we proclaim over you that there is a covering in your life. You are a woman who has seen the hand of protection through various circumstances and situations. I believe that there have been nicks and cuts and bruises along the way that could have obviously been breaks and destruction, but the hand of God was upon you and you were not destroyed. There were nicks and cuts and bruises, and you know in those times that God has been faithful to cover and protect you. I hear the Lord declaring the Psalms 112 declaration that God's constant care for you will make a deep impression on all those who see it. And I believe you will walk out the will, plan, and purpose of God all the days of your life, raising up other people under your covering as a like a mother hen would to bring covering to the chicks. I see that element that you carry, and you really, you have the ability to impart and release the Psalms 91 protection in the lives of those around you. So use that well, steward that well, walk that out, embrace that protective hand of God, but release that protective hand of God even over others. I see God anointing you to pray for those that are serving in the military. I see God making connections for you to have names of people that are serving in the military, and you have the ability to pray a protective covering in a very remarkable way that would cause even the stories that have been told of George Washington having bullet holes in his clothing, yet being unscathed and not shot. In Jesus' name, you have that anointing to be able to pray that kind of prayer, to release that type of safety and covering and protection over people that God has brought to you for prayer in Jesus' name.
Wow. Lawrence, that's amazing. I mean, some people may say, well, how can you just hear a name? I mean, there's millions of people in America. How can you just hear a name from somebody by the name of Bridget in Atlanta, Georgia, and get a word? How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I've wondered the same thing. But, you know, you put yourself in a situation where you trust God to use you, and it's amazing how God just begins to awaken so much. And God is so conversational. He is constantly having conversation. And I believe the prophetic is just simply growing in an awareness of what's already existing over people's lives. God so passionately wants to talk to all of us. We see it in the Old Testament. We see it in the New Testament. The former things that have taken place, new things I declare, before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Isaiah 42, John 10, 27, my sheep know me. They hear my voice. You know, God's just constantly trying to have a conversation. And in fact, you might say he wants to have a word with you because he sent his son and described him as the word, and the word made flesh. And so he's wanting to have a word with us. And when you toss out a name, I just pray a prayer over them unless I sense that word. But the word just comes so quickly, particularly when we're in a situation like this where we put ourselves out there and said, come on, God, Jesus, and awaken the conversation from God in the earth.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, the Bible says that we operate according to our measure of faith. We prophesy according to our measure of faith. And I believe that is something that is progressive. It grows. I know that you've been prophesying for a long time. And your faith has grown in your prophetic. You know, people used to say, well, how do you pray over long lines of people, laying your hands on them? How are you going to get a word for them? It's just a measure of faith. And then, of course, when I begin to see a picture, somebody gave me a picture of their daughters, and I thought, oh, I don't do that. And then, but as I stepped out there, began to prophesy, the father said, oh, that's exactly what's right with my three daughters. Then my faith began to grow. I said, yeah, I can operate there. And then when I began to get names, I thought, well, how in the world there's so many millions of people, even in this nation? But like you said, we just operate according to the measure of faith, and we get out there, and the Holy Spirit begins to respond to us. We just have a few more minutes. I want to take a station break, letting you know that you're listening to Prophetic Tuesday here on bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. This program will be repeated this afternoon at 2, 5, and 10. And those of you that are watching on Facebook Live, tell your friends, because this will be repeated on Facebook Live, Dale Gentry and Dale W. Gentry, Facebook Live. And you can like and share with some friends of yours, and they too will be able to watch. And so, our desire is just to be a blessing. Speaking of blessing, I'm going to ask in just a few moments, my associate, my producer, Ian Kieber, he's going to come and bless y'all, because I know we can't get. I've got all these names and all these prophecies that we won't be able to get to, but we've got maybe two or three more. I'm gonna pray over Merca H from she's from Oceanside, California, and Merca, I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's the dawning of a new day in your life. The winter has passed and the spring has arrived.
Yes.
And he has assigned you pleasant places. Your lines have been drawn in pleasant places for you to dwell in. Nothing is worth sacrificing yourself for those who don't seem to care or be willing to celebrate your gifting, talents, and abilities. Know that when one door closes, another door opens. Springtime, I'm prophesying that springtime is going to open a new door for you, Mirka. Lawrence?
Yeah, I just sense the Lord saying he's turning up the heat to take you into the next place to which he's called you to go. So I'm not surprised at all at what Dale's saying of this spring taking you into another season. God is turning up the heat to take you into the places where he's called you to go. And fire is not something we fear, but we embrace that fire. It's the fire of the Holy Spirit burning off the things that need to be burned away and releasing us into a greater posture of purity and release of the call of God in our lives. So we bless you with that in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Well, I got a lot more names to prophesy over, but we will continue to do that next Tuesday. Don't forget on Thursday, Ian, who also produces his wife's Prophetic Thursday, Allison Kiever, is going to be with you on Thursday. You can continue to minister there. Tomorrow on bpnradio.com is Valentine's Day, and we have a guy on that's going to help marriages. We're going to play some love songs. But today is a wonderful day. On bpnradio.com, we have the award-winning newsman, Delvin Kinzer, is going to be on with us next, giving you the news from our news center, so we'll know what to pray about for the nation and the world. And don't forget, Roy Beard is on at 11:55 with a word from the wall. Lawrence, tell us one more time how people can reach you, stay in touch with you. You have an incredible ministry. I'm very proud of you. I highly endorse your ministry. Tell people about yourself a little bit before you go.
Well, thank you very much, and I love you too so very much. Our church website is destinychristian.com. My author's website is pastordude.com. I have books that I've written that are on that website. And I also just want to say, I think it is very important that we all answer the call to offer our support to what God is using you, Dale Gentry, to awaken in our land, in our nation, and in the nations of the world. My wife and I are delighted to send monthly support to your ministry personally. Our church sends monthly support to your ministry, and we send offerings through the course of the year as well. And I know people can go to your letspray.com, and there's a donate button on there. And I would encourage everyone. This is the livelihood that Dale and Jean Gentry have given themselves to, and my life has changed because of this ministry personally. And I know many would feel the same way. And so we just stand with you and say thank you for devoting your life to being a man that awakens the revelation of prayer in the hearts of God's people so that we can truly become the warriors God's called us to become. We love you very much, Dale and Jean.
Thank you very much. And give our love to Tracy and Faith and Lexi. We love y'all. And thank you for being on. I look forward to having you back, Lawrence, and share my screen with you.
All right.
Okay, have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, before we go, Ian, it's been a wonderful day.
Yeah, it has. It certainly has. What a great day. We're playing with new technology and, you know, giving our viewers on Facebook a little something different to look at, which is a lot of fun. But you look fantastic, by the way.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Why don't you bless the people before we go and remind everyone that we'll be on Sunday at Breakout Radio Church on Facebook Live, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And on bpnradio.com as well as Facebook Live. Why don't you bless the people before we go? Thank you for being a part.
Yeah.
And TBC, to be continued. And delighted to have you today.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for joining us. We just extend our hands out to all of you out there across the radio and viewing on Facebook Live. And we bless you. We thank you for being a part of this ministry, for sharing this with others, for continuing to help us grow and reach more lives and impact more out there. And so we bless all of you today. We thank you for taking that blessing forward and being a blessing to someone else. that you take what you've got here, you go pour out on someone else. You take those prophetic gifts that each of us have inside of us somewhere, and that you speak life over someone else today. So we bless you all. We thank you again for being a part of this, for being a part of BPN Radio and Ministries, and we will Breakout Ministries, and we will see you all soon. Have an amazing rest of your day. Take care, guys.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Thank you. Separate me now. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Bless me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing love. As you show your face, we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory.
Two feet that run and play. that vows to pray more precious every day. That little boy of mine, no one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little boy of mine.
Welcome home. welcome home. Welcome home.
Be exalted.
cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. To His name, glory to His name, glory to His name. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. So rich and sweet, cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete.
Glory to His name.